All right, so I guess I'm moderator. I sent out schedule yesterday, so hopefully everybody got it. First thing on it was any further discussion on the research questions. I think we finalized, obviously, the one that we've all pretty much all given already, the luggage one, and we finalized the tuition one by email. So I noticed Harla put some comments on the Google Doc.
Yeah, that was the one that said new February 2011. Does everyone have access to that now?
New February 2011. There it is, I think, for me.
Wait, what are we looking at?
New research instrument questions, and then in parentheses it says new February 2011.
Oh, I'm not seeing that. All I see is the original.
All right. I can't figure out when I think that's when I tried to like share it. Yeah, it's telling me I only have six, so for some reason it's not recognizing Lee. Lee, what's your address you want this to go to?
lflawson@capital.edu. It just doesn't like me.
Well, I think I tried sharing this originally with the email group way, like just saying share with the whole group.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of being funny about that, so I will.
Awesome.
Add you. So you should have access to that now.
Yeah, can you add me also at felicity.enders@gmail.com?
Okay, I have some ads for you in there. I'm not sure which one I use now, though.
Felicity.enders@gmail?
Yeah.
.com, not Comic-Con. All right, so hopefully that should be everyone. Yeah, Felicity, I must have had a different email address for you, because I see now it's recognizing you, and it actually has a picture. So, hopefully everyone should have access to that now. So, yeah, I think we're good on the luggage question and the tuition question, although this version doesn't reflect the changes that Jackie emailed.
Right.
So, Jackie, if you even have a copy of that and want to just upload it so that we have the current version here.
I'll find it real quick and add it.
And then, Lee, I don't know if your two new versions are here.
No, because I had added it to the original document because I didn't even realize that there was a
new one. Could you just add them in here then?
Yeah, that shouldn't be that hard.
And then there were a few other comments, I think, about there were a few comments on Mac PC, and there were a few comments on irradiation. I don't know if anyone, so people haven't had access to this, so no one's had a chance to review comments. That might be something we need to just handle via email then, like people can take a look and add their own thoughts.
Do we need to clear up any others? Is anyone giving another test with questions on in the next couple weeks? Because, Jackie, you've already given two, right?
Yes.
And the last one's on the final?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we can probably push this off to next time. Because we have the two finalized right for this semester, other than the interview ones. All right, so we'll push that to next time. So second thing on the agenda was where are we in terms of the opinion surveys, getting our data into spreadsheets. I have all my data entered. I don't know, who are we sending it to? Or is one of us keeping a big list? We don't think we had decided that.
I can keep the master list with, I can at least keep the master list with the identifying information on it.
Okay.
Since I wouldn't know any of your students and I'm not responsible for grading any of your students. So I think that will be okay. I'm also willing to, you know, just kind of house the, like, backup copies of all the data, too, if you need. So I can take it once it's together.
Do we want to put an Excel spreadsheet on the Google Docs so that we can each add our own data to?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do we want to put an Excel spreadsheet in the Google Docs so that we can each add our own data to?
I think that's a good idea. This is Holly Lynn, who has to do none of that.
All right.
Okay.
So does someone who already has a spreadsheet for their own class want to just go ahead and start that?
Yeah, I have a spreadsheet.
I have mine all together.
I have mine, too. Jackie, did you do, how did you set yours up? That was the only thing I was, we should probably be consistent. Did you do, like, a different sheet for each question, or did you just have your students listed down the list and then put whatever their result was for each question?
Right now I have everything in one spot. That way I have, like, their survey responses right next to everything else. Like, I entered all the information from the surveys, like, you know, their major, how old they are, all that kind of stuff, and then their survey responses, and I put the luggage question right next to it.
Okay. I just have the survey responses. I haven't put anything in for my luggage question yet. Do we want to keep them together? Probably.
For me, it made the most sense. That way I only have to, you know, upload one data set.
Okay. Do you want to post yours then, and I can modify mine to fit your format?
Sure. I mean, I'll actually maybe try to send it to you all real quick so you can look at it and tell me if I should change it at all before. So, I mean, like, you know, I have everyone's names and stuff in it right now because that's the only way I can identify stuff. So. I'll send it all your guys' way.
Holly Lynn, did I use the wrong email address for you?
Yeah, no, you used my NC State one, but I do my Google stuff through my Gmail.
Okay.
And I tried to I tried to go ahead and do it with my NC State, but it gave me some kind of internal error, so sorry. I don't exactly understand how Google handles all of that.
Yeah, I don't either. Felicity, can you access the summary results, conference call 317, and the part 3 paper, part 3 and 4, actually? Did I use the wrong email for you, too?
I don't see them in my list.
All right, I probably used the wrong one. Which one do you want?
Felicity.enders@gmail.com.
On that note, can everyone see my goals and intro for March 17th?
Yes.
I can.
I could not.
Can I just set up a group in here and send it to a group and, like,
that's what I did. I went into our research cluster that I sent mine to.
I can't see yours, Jackie.
How weird.
I have something in my Google Docs list called collections shared with me. Does anyone know what that is?
What's that called?
Collections shared with me. If I look at the list of Google documents that I have.
No. Maybe we should post a list in Google Docs of the correct email addresses that people want to use, and then when we share, we just can copy that email list and paste it into the ad people.
That's a really good idea. I usually just go back to an old email and, like, copy and paste them from there, but God only knows if those are all correct, too, or if they're all even sent to the same addresses.
That's what I've been doing, too, and it has, obviously not been working, so.
Well, not even just use the research cluster. That way I figure when the access the researcher could do it. But if Tara's not getting it, it's weird.
Can everybody see that little test.txt file that I had sent?
I thought so, yeah. I haven't.
Could everybody type in their email addresses into that? Is that what we have to?
It's test?
Test.txt.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah. Me neither.
So Tara's address is wrong somewhere. Obviously, if two people have typed that. And I would have sent, so that may explain why she didn't see the thing I sent to the groups either.
Okay.
It may be that I use my SUNY ACC account, and maybe it's blocking them.
All right, let's see.
Maybe they're just not coming through.
Well, so, good idea.
Sharing settings. Who am I sharing this with? Yeah, I just have it shared with the research cluster 09. Okay, so, Hurley, you said you can see it.
Yeah.
Who else?
Felicity.enders@gmail.com.
Felicity.enders.
Email. Making the importance of contact stuff and the consequences. This is great.
Okay, there's Felicity. All right, who else?
Oh, I can see Jackie's now. I still can't see what you were talking about, the test.txt file.
All right, which email do you want me to use?
copet@sunyacc.
All right, copet@, what was the rest of it?
sunyacc, S-U-N-Y-A-C-C.
All right, .acc dot...
Edu.
All right. See if you get anything there. Just basically, we'll just use this as our email address.
Rename it to email.
Yeah, as soon as I get done. All right,
I'll do that.
Let's see. Holly Lynn, you can see it.
Honestly, I was multitasking.
Ah, okay.
So tell me the name of the document again.
Test.txt.
Hmm.
Actually, I just changed it to correct email addresses, so look for one of those.
Oh.
Hopefully that updates right around.
Stop that.
Hey, I asked if I should.
Well, see, now I can't see. Wait there.
I don't see it either.
I don't see it.
It says, what I see, it says private to research cluster and three more.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
Felicity, now it looks like it's got Tara's.
All right.
It says correct email addresses?
Yeah,
correct
name.
Email addresses. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're trying to, okay.
Yeah, I can't see it.
What's funny is it doesn't show me individually, but I think I see where you tried to send it to the group.
Yeah, that's how I had originally, because I was testing the email sending to the group thing.
And I remember getting that. So whatever address it has for me in the system works. Does it have...
All right, so
Holly
Lynn, what is it?
It's Holly Lynn, STER, @gmail.com.
Gmail. And it was STER?
Yes.
Okay.
Because my name's not long enough.
Okay. Groovy. Not return. All right. Why is that on a... Okay, there we go.
Well, I think that if we've got the collection called the cause cluster, if when somebody loads up a document, if you automatically put it in the cause cluster, anybody who has access to that collection should automatically get access to that document.
But we don't...
Having to go through the sharing thing every time.
But we don't all have access to upload it to the cause cluster.
Well, who created that?
Erla's
the owner?
No, I think Lee's the owner.
Yeah, I owned it.
Because,
I just started it.
Yeah, I never have... There's never an option to upload it to a cluster. I always have to put in all the individual emails.
So then, Lee, you need to open it up so that...
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
I think that will reduce some of this stuff.
All right. I'll see if I can figure it out. Okay. Hold on. I had done something wrong with your email address, Tara. I just realized that. Try that. Yeah, there's Tara. Okay. So, yeah, because I've tried to, when I go into the research cluster thing.
Yep, I can see it now.
Okay. So I've been trying to figure out how, yeah, so when we upload everything should be shared, but there's like two different things, and on the documents page, I don't know why. So, yeah, I'm going to have to figure out how to do this. Because I've tried to make everything as up and there's group settings. And under access, only members can view group content. Who can create an event? Members only. Everything's set to members. There's nothing that I've, like, set so that it's only me. So... That's the thing. I don't know what, if there's something that I've done that is making this a problem. Because, yeah, if we upload anything on the actual homepage, everybody sees it. We don't have to do this sharing nonsense. But on the documents page, yeah, maybe if I go to the document page, see if I can find the settings. Maybe there's something over here.
Are you in the cause cluster collection or the group?
I'm not sure what the difference is.
I see a thing on, like, the left-hand side that says my collections and then collection shared with me.
Right.
But I don't know how to create one. I do not see a, like, create new collection. Oh, wait, maybe there's a create new button.
Yeah, I've done that.
Collection.
Oh, my collections, collection shared with me. I have no collections. Okay, collection shared with me. If I do that, then it says I have no collection shared with me.
You're right, Hollywood. If you do share to a collection, it updates because I share with my Texas A&M professor. I upload my stuff here under my Texas A&M stuff, and he can automatically access it all.
Yeah.
You're right. That's something that we don't have done for our research cluster.
Okay, so is there something that I need to fix?
I'm trying to create something now, Cosmos Research Cluster, and I need to add people. So that means I actually just closed the correct documents thing or the correct email address thing. Figures. History, recently closed tabs. All right.
Okay.
All right, so I am currently uploading. So I seem to have access to upload things to the collection called Cause Cluster.
That's weird.
So uploaded a document and put it into the Cause Cluster folder. So
I don't think we have access to the Cause Cluster, do we?
No, we don't.
No, the Cause Cluster collection.
No.
Yeah, we don't have access to that.
Is that something that the RAB members have?
No. Your stuff, all of your stuff are in there.
You might just need to share that with us then.
Okay.
Did you create it to organize our stuff?
Well, maybe I did. I thought the one of you all had created it, but I guess I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, Holly Lynn, I don't have access to that either, but maybe you started it?
Okay, so then I need to add each of you into that.
Okay.
All right. So let's see if all of you are on my contact list or not. Ugh. Okay, so I'm going to have to enter this in.
Copy and paste from the text one in Google Docs. Lee.
Right, but I don't think I have...
What? I'm sorry.
I don't think I got access to that.
So, Lee, if you can give Holly Lynn access to the test.txt one...
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, it's actually now called correct email addresses.
Oh, I see it.
Okay.
Are we all in there, though? I don't think we're all in there yet.
Yeah, everyone needs to
click... Felicity, Lee, and Herla.
And Felicity put hers in.
I don't have access to it yet.
And there, Tara's putting hers
typing.
In. Oh, Jackie, you don't have access?
Uh-uh.
Nope, okay, sorry. Let's go back to that. And let's do that correctly. Share. So basically the group sharing was worthless. All right. Research question. Jackie. I assume Routen J1.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. You should be good. It says Jackie. It recognizes that that's Jackie. Jesus.
All right, so I believe I added everybody but Jackie. So I'm waiting on the... All
right. So I shared it with Jackie, and frankly, I could just copy and paste Jackie's email in there.
So if you guys refresh your Google Docs, see if it comes up as a collection for you. I guess it would be collection shared with me, I guess.
Collection shared with me.
Anything. Oh, but I have an email from you. If I click on that, then I...
Who did the trial upload?
Yeah, but it didn't.
Yeah, the trial upload was something that I was trying. I was trying to put a document in there. But can you also see the other documents that I have in there?
Oh, yes, now I can.
Not yet.
So what I did was I clicked on the link in the email in that one, and then I went back to collection share with me, and it was still blank, but it says a little... In the blue row, it says documents with a little down arrow. I clicked on the arrow, and then it showed all the documents in that collection.
Hmm.
Yeah, I still don't have that. It's 4:30. How are people on time today?
I'll need to leave pretty close to 5 o'clock.
Okay. So maybe we can continue trying to get this worked out via email or offline.
That sounds good.
Did everybody get Jackie's email with her spreadsheet?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we want to keep the extra questions that we put on our opinion survey, or do we just want to keep the 6 that we're actually... use
it. I still like keeping the extra ones. It's not too many, and I don't think it makes the survey too long, and I don't think we really lose anything from having them on there. Okay. And then if we maybe, you know, one day decide, hey, I want to put a question together along these lines, we could add that in and we'd already have the data for it.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, you put a consent column in, Jackie. Okay. I'll need to add that to mine.
Okay.
All right. So is everybody okay with the way she has it set up right now? We have the consent column, whether or not they agreed to interview, and so on.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Where do you have the agree to interview? Where am I?
There.
Oh,
I
got to move this over. Sorry.
Yeah.
Some things just escape me. All right. Okay. What? Okay.
The only thing that I had for the, Jackie, you have your classifications for your results under luggage.
Mm-hmm.
When I was setting up one up this morning, if you guys look at summary results, conference call 317, I didn't know how much of this we wanted. But tracking the question that we asked them, whether or not they thought it was valid in addition to their reasoning.
I think that is important to keep in mind, yes. Like, I don't think we want to lose the information about the question.
So do we want to modify Jackie's existing spreadsheet, and under luggage, just create multiple columns. Which question did they get? Did they think it was valid? And then their reasoning. So three under each.
I wonder if we could do a single column that is the question identifier, and then a single column. Yeah, is that what you just said? Sorry, I'm processing this now. Now it's sounding a lot like what you said. So one column that's a code with the identifier for the question, like good sample, no problem, good sample, problem, and then one column for whether or not they thought it was valid, and then one column for whether what their reasoning code was.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in that case, I think it is a good idea. Oh, that's not a good idea. Let's do this. So, yeah, I think that would be a good way to go about the data collection.
Okay, so just so I understand the inner cells here, so yes means, so valid reasoning.
Did they think it was a valid conclusion?
Okay, so valid
yes
conclusion,
no.
And then what's the reasoning? Is the reasoning just for later on?
That's the research methodology. Hurla had come up with the idea of using a C for context-driven reasoning, an S for statistically-driven reasoning, an M for mixed, and the W for wildcard.
Okay, so that's something that we're going to look at later.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're starting to develop a rubric for that.
Yeah, that's a document somewhere on here.
Jackie sent it out with the email. Whatever, I had the date in the email I sent yesterday, February something.
Okay.
It was the email that she sent her results with.
Okay. Okay. I somehow missed that.
And it's at the very bottom of that document.
Okay. We'll have to go back.
But I'm thinking, I don't know, Jackie, you did your classification, I see. Did you think that those categories were sufficient?
I will say yes and no, because, I mean, I felt like when I was reading it, I didn't know if we were going to distinguish between they had statistical reasoning, but their statistical reasoning was wrong.
Yes.
Versus statistical reasoning being right.
Yeah, that was what I ran into as well when I went through your students.
Put this somewhere. Technically, it's statistical. It's not correct statistical reasoning, but it's statistical.
That was actually why I added in the valid yes, no, for what they thought.
That might be able to help us answer, because we know if it should be yes or no, so we'll probably know if their statistical reasoning was correct or not based upon that extra thing you added.
Yeah.
Well, we could maybe add, too, then subcategories of statistical, so there could be, like, SC, statistical correct, SI, statistical incorrect.
And I was wondering if we wanted to pull out the ones who focus just on the sample size. If we wanted to classify them some other way.
That might actually be a good idea. Maybe even pull out all of the statistical ones and look and see, can we come up with broad classifications of what they were talking about when they were giving a statistical reasoning? Was it just sample size they were focusing on? Like, what were the statistical aspects of the problem they were focusing on? I would imagine the contextual ones would be a little bit more nuanced, so I don't know if we could really subclassify those,
mm-hmm.
but we could probably, I would imagine with not, I would hope not too much difficulty, we could subclassify the statistical ones, and that may be more almost qualitative in a sense to start. Like, we just kind of go through and look and see what subcategories do we see in them, and then kind of compare notes at some point. I like that idea, though.
Okay. All right, so I'm looking at time. We have 20 minutes left. We talked about comparing our categorization and the results Jackie sent out. We also need to look at our drafts for the sections we were assigned, and we need to talk about changes to the abstracts. Does anyone have any of those that they really want to get to, since we only have 20 minutes left?
Is this changes to the ESCOT abstract based on
that, what? Yeah, the feedback that we got.
When did that due?
April 1st. So I don't think it's anything too big, and I mean, honestly, it was just they wanted a little more detail. If you read what they said, and they want to know what outcomes we'll present. Do they actually want a preview of our results, which we don't have yet, or do they just want to know these are the results we'll present?
Well, I think we'll just have to outline it since we don't have really results yet. I wouldn't try and necessarily rush these results to get something for ESCOT. I would just say, you know, this is what we plan, and just say data collection is currently underway, but will be complete by the time of the conference. Like, I think that should be acceptable.
Can we take our methodology outline and kind of quick summarize it in writing? You think that would be enough for them? Or is it too high level? Or too low level, too much in the weed.
Wait, say that again.
The research methodology outline, the one that Jackie sent out with her results that talks about the categories that Hurley came up with and stuff, do you think that if we just summarize that in a couple sentences, that would be enough detail for them?
Yeah, I think so.
Does anyone have time to do it? I can do it. I'm going out of town tomorrow, so I can't do it till next week. But I could do it if nobody else has time.
I can take a run at it. It's, you know, since I've been kind of doing the Scott's one anyway.
Well, how about whoever has time to get to it first can do it and email it to everybody.
Okay. So summarize Jackie's results and categories. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the basic idea is you just want a little bit more detail.
of what we were going to do or what we were going to present. I promise you, one of the reviewers was very supportive. So.
Was that Jackie?
No, me.
I was going to say, I thought she was talking about herself. And, Herla, we have till May 15th for the paper for your conference, right?
Yeah, that we can come to. That I wouldn't even bother revisiting until like a month before it's due, because I think we will need some results by then. So I have it marked on my calendar, you know, 1 month till this is due. And I don't think it was a long paper, so I think we'll be able to. I'll kind of spearhead that based on what we've got at that point, and I think I'll be able to get it done in that month. And then get feedback from everyone before it's due.
Okay. So we don't need to worry about that. It was 6 to 10 pages.
Thank you.
All right. So us God's abstract, whoever gets to it first, and then we'll finish it via email before the 1st.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put that in my calendar and make sure that we...
Let's see, we did first one. Oh, going back to number 2, where are we in terms of question administration? Jackie, you've given 2. Herla, how many have you given?
I just gave the second one. That's being collected this week and next week.
Okay.
That's the tuition question.
I give the second one in 2 weeks, and I've given the first one. And Lee, where are you?
I gave the first one. Second one won't be for another few weeks, but it'll be a little bit closer. Probably another 3 weeks, so. But I've given the first one.
So we all have data for the luggage question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where does everyone stand in terms of the interviews? Has anyone actually conducted interviews yet?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Have you?
No. I have. I was hoping to get it done sometime in February, and that just didn't happen. But I think it's really just a question of me kind of just needing to buckle down and actually send out the email to students and see how much. See how much of a response I get.
How are you deciding who you're bringing in for an interview?
I think what I will do is I will email the entire class, but I don't imagine getting a huge response. So among those who say that they are interested, I'm going to look at their, if I only get a handful, if I only get like 5 or 6 people who say they're interested, I might just interview them all. If I get more than that, then I will look at their exam 1 scores and try and determine, or I'll kind of talk to their TA and see kind of everything they've done so far, where do they stand in the class, what level student are they, and then I might try and stratify on ability, try and get some stronger students in and some weaker students in. I know that I've been working on some interview stuff with Joan Garfield and Bob Del Moss, and I know that they, when they can, they try and do that so that you're going to get in your answers, you'll kind of get a spectrum of responses then. So that's how I will pick. If I have a lot of people, I'll try and stratify on ability. If I don't have a lot of people, then I will just take them all, and I'll still find out what their ability is, but I won't stratify. I won't select just a few.
Okay. All right, so we have, Jackie, you posted your goals and intro, right? That's you?
Yes.
And then Herla's and mine are together under paper part 3.
Yeah. I think that kind of makes sense since they both are under the giant umbrella of context.
Right.
And that's one less individual document we all have to check.
Oh, and I did post... some statistic reasoning, learning, thinking stuff. But
I have access to that STLR draft.
Yeah, you're the only one that does, apparently, though, since I sent it to the group.
Oh,
again.
Yeah, I see that. Private to you and one more.
So let me fix that.
Do we want to look those over for the next conference call and spend the last 10 minutes talking about some of the results and classification, try to start agreeing on classification for Jackie's results?
I think that's reasonable. The one thing I wanted to say about that, though, is since we're kind of working off of each other's notes to some extent, too, like the notes that we had in Mendeley, I think it would be useful, like, if you take direct quotes or you reference something specific in the paper, maybe flag what page that was on in the paper. And, like, so I know what I did, and I don't know if this works, because I noticed there's a difference in the way you can view things in the Mendeley online and the Mendeley desktop, where the Mendeley desktop is really nice. Like, you can upload the PDF, and you can highlight things in the PDF and put notes in there, and then it'll, like, link from the notes sidebar. It'll link you into where the note is in the paper, so that's really nice. And it doesn't seem like the online version of Mendeley has that nice functionality.
I don't know that we can see the notes you put, because, like, I was looking, obviously, at some of the same documents that you were looking at, and I could see your highlighting, but I didn't have access to any of your notes.
Could you see the little yellow thing in, like, the margins, the little yellow box?
No, I saw purple highlighting, but that was all I could see.
I don't have notes in all of them, so I wonder if maybe you didn't, but, like, it should even still show you the notes, I would think, in the... I thought, but in the sidebar, too.
I'm pretty sure I can see your notes.
You can?
I was pretty sure I remember seeing them when I was adding my own comments to them.
I think that would be helpful and to maybe go through and make some of those notes more detailed, or even if we're looking at something that wasn't our paper originally, as we're pulling things into... the lit review, maybe continually update Mendeley as we're going, make the notes a little bit more specific, put actual page references in, because I think we'll need to be able to continually refer back to that stuff. And I think since this is a collaborative document and we didn't all read everything to start, that would just make our jobs easier in the long run.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So that would be my only note on the lit review, is just to encourage us all to go back and, you know, continue to make Mendeley as rich as possible. I will say that in mine, there's a few cases where I kind of put references to an article and didn't actually write anything about it. My computer would crash every time I tried to open a PDF this week, which makes working on a lit review paper very difficult, so... that's the other reason why I think having notes in Mendeley would be helpful, because I can view notes. I just never open any of the PDF files. So I know I will have some revisiting to do in mine, but it looks like we all got a lot at least started, which is encouraging. It looks, you know, I think we could merge this together and kind of have a good start to a paper.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I agree. All right. And will the RAB members, will you guys have time to look through, give us comments on the stuff that we have so far?
Oh. Remind me when we're meeting again next?
We haven't actually picked a time. Maybe we should do that quick.
Well, let's see, it's the 17th.
It seems like we have a lot to do in the next couple months.
Yeah. Do we want to try 2 weeks? Oh, okay. That's 3. 2 weeks would be the 31st.
I'm pretty well open.
Is that a recurring meeting on our calendars? Okay, let me rephrase that. It would be very useful for me, even if we didn't use all of them.
Okay. Do we want to maybe try for, like, every 2 to 3 weeks on Thursday at 4? Because I got the feeling Thursday at 4 seemed to work for people.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to set up every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks?
Probably 2, since we'll have a lot of data coming in now.
All right.
I'm fine with that.
So it'll be the 31st. Then April 14th. And then April 28th. Which for me would be the end of my semester. Good Lord.
It's basically the end of my semester, too.
Yeah. And so then after that, obviously.
After that, we can all get some real work done.
Yeah, then we can actually get to work. And then 2 weeks after that, I think, is the 12th, which is the week. Yeah, that's the week before ESCOT, May 12th.
That's the end of my semester.
All right. So maybe put that one in, too, because I'm sure we're all going to want to talk before.
Yeah.
Us guys to get everything squared away.
What are we going to do for our poster? Are we going to put it together when we get down there? Or when we get there?
It might depend on printing. If we want to actually... I know the poster, some people do... I think some people in the past have just done, like, a series of printed 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper, but then other people have done, like, nice printed posters.
Well, I
know we have printing services here at Capitol. We can do this.
I'm just thinking, because we had talked about trying to go early to write, but if we're writing via the conference calls, we probably won't need that time, so maybe we can use that time to put together a nice poster.
That would mean getting it printed around here, so I can check in terms of what... I know, like, FedEx and I think places like that will even do some printing. So I can look and see what timetable they would need and if that's actually realistic.
So, Herla, here on campus, there are several places that have those big printers. We've got them over here in the College of Ed. I don't know if your department has one or the college, PAMS, has access to one. But there's also the ones over in D.H. Hill. And you can, you could request for your department head to put some money on your account to get it printed if it's related to your research.
Yeah. Do you happen to know what the timetable is for things like that? Can they do printing in, like, a week, or do they need more lead time?
No, it usually takes, it takes, for a good-sized poster, it's going to take close to, 45 minutes to actually print out really nice in color.
Mm-hmm.
But you just need to get the money in place ahead of time so that it's basically just taking the file there and printing it. Within, 2 days, you should be able to get it printed.
Yeah. All right, well, that sounds good. Then we can certainly wait on that for a little while.
Okay. Oh, we're coming up.
Especially if you tell your department head that this is an ESCOTS thing, I would think there'd be lots of grad students doing ESCOTS things.
Yeah,
that all can be coordinated.
Yeah, my department is trying to be very supportive of ESCOTS since we're hosting this year, so I don't think it would be any problem for me to get it printed here. We can put that off then until closer to the date, and I can agree to kind of spearhead that locally. And then the nice thing is no one has to worry about carrying it with them. Because I've tried carrying posters on airplanes before, and you usually get flagged through security.
I was going to say, yeah, because Justin and I aren't going to be carrying a million and one things with us.
Right, yeah. So I will take care of the poster. We'll all work together on building it, but I will take the lead on the printing locally.
All right, guys, I'm sorry, but it's close to 5, and I got to get on the road to get my kids.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
I will need to get going shortly, too. So then for the next call, we just set it up for March 31st, correct? And I think I'm notes this time, which would mean I am organizer next time.
Yep.
All right. That is good for me to know so that I know to organize.
All right. So for next call, we are going to upload our results for the opinion surveys into the spreadsheets that Jackie's going to post on Google Docs. We're going to look over what we have so far in terms of writing.
Okay.
And I'd say we develop our subclassifications via email, and then we go back and we relook at Jackie's set of 31 results using our new subclassifications.
Okay. And, Jackie, are those results, those were just via email, right? Those aren't in Google yet?
Correct. I didn't post it out there with their names being on it.
Okay. All right. I need to make sure I still have that email. Is that the same as the one you just emailed today, too? Or is that
no, they're actually my results. My results, not the actual student results.
Let's see.
It was February.
All right. Is this the luggage class 1.pdf?
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to see if this kills this computer. I'm working on a different machine since I'm home. So hopefully PDF won't die on me. Okay, so what we would do is we would each go back and look at Jackie's, like, the student's actual scanned answers, and we would classify them, and we're going to look to see how in agreement we are with the classifications.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. That seems reasonable.
Okay.
We talked about some initial subclassifications today, like classifying whether their statistical reasons were correct or incorrect.
Those are in the other document that she sent with her results.
Right, and then also trying to look and see what type of statistical reasoning they gave.
Right.
As a separate thing. So are we, just to make sure I understand, we're all going to take these responses. Looks like there's 31 in the
mm-hmm.
file. So we're going to take these 31 responses, try and classify them, according to kind of those modified levels that we talked about today. And then for the next call, we'll get together and see how in agreement we are?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We should probably send an email to each other just so we're using the same subclassification. Because we said reasoning was correct, statistical reasoning incorrect. But then do we want to have something for sample size?
I think we said sample size alone being something.
I think what we should do is we should all take a look at a few of these and see what we think and then compare notes. Because I think, you know, as we're reading them, just kind of go through and sort them out about, okay, these things, these seem to be about the same thing here, these seem to be about that thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should kind of let it be a little bit more organic, just see what this set tells us. And I have a feeling we'll kind of notice, at some point we'll kind of reach saturation. We'll be like, okay, these seem to be the main categories we can get, so it'll probably be good enough that we could then take that and more or less just use it for the rest of the data. But I would kind of do it that way. Like, look at the data first and let the data tell us what the category is on and then get together and compare notes on that and tweak it that way. So I would look at the data first.
Do we want to go in and fill into the table? Not Jackie's table yet, not the spreadsheet, but the little table that I created, because I thought we were actually doing that at the conference call today. I thought we were going through them, and I thought we had all gone through and assigned them.
Me too.
So do we want to go through and just put where we would classify them or make notes of things that we noticed about them on that table? I have the students' initials, what their problem was that they were assigned, what their response was, but I didn't assign anything under the reasoning.
I think that's a good idea, but I would maybe each keep our own local copy and then upload it. That way we're not even inadvertently kind of influenced by each other.
Okay.
Can you also send an email of exactly what you want from the RAB with the link? And in addition to that, just make sure that everyone knows about the two-week thing.
Okay.
Thinking if I don't have it in my email with it then.
All right. So do we know what we're doing for next time?
I think so. I think the big things are we should each classify Jackie's students, and then we should each look at the lit review sections.
Do we want to ask REB to look at what we have so far, or do we want to wait till we clean it up some?
I'd like to clean mine up a little bit.
I think that seems reasonable. I know mine could use some cleaning, too.
So should we hold off on sending the email?
Maybe just send the two-week thing so everyone's aware of that.
Okay. Okay. Who's synthesizer this time?
I am.
Hey, guys, I got to take off. This is great. I know that there was a lot of technological stuff, but it's important. So. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah, I am going to need to get going, too. So I will organize the next call for the 31st at 4, and in the meantime, I will look at the classifications, and I will look at my own section, and then as time allows, I will take a look at the other sections and offer some feedback, and I'm certainly open to feedback online, so hopefully that seems like a system that would work for everyone. Just kind of go in the Google Docs. And
if we're going to do Google Docs, we should assign codes to everybody so that their names aren't out in Google Docs.
I was thinking of Google Docs for the lit review thing.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I agree that when we get to the point, I know we had talked at some point about maintaining a spreadsheet on Google Docs, and I agree that that should definitely be anonymized data. But maybe that can wait until the next call, until we kind of all have our individual stuff squared away.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying because we're asking Jackie to put her spreadsheet up, and she still has her – she's going to have names in it. Because we're going to upload our opinion survey data.
Well, for now, would it be too hard for me to email it out and you guys can add your stuff to it, or?
I think that's fine for now.
All right. So March, whatever, 31st at 4?
Yep.
All right. Have a good week. I'll talk to you guys then.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.